You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Music from singer Sarah Gazarak, the Dolly Parton tune Jolene from Sarah's album Thirsty Ghost. And in the studio with her, pianist Stu Mindeman, bassist Alex Bonham, and drummer Christian Heumann. Trumpet player Avishai Cohen before that, music he put out in 2012 on Anzac Records from the album Trevini 2. We heard November 30th, dedicated to my mother, working with bassist Omar Avital and drummer Nasheet Waits. And the set started with music out of Berkeley, California, from pianist Adam Schulman and his sextet from his album Here, There. We heard Shelby's Sojourn, Mike Olmos on the trumpet, Patrick Wolf on the alto, Rob Roth on the tenor, John Watala on the bass, and Smith Dobson on drums. Well, we'll head into our final set with some music from tenor saxophonist Mike Kaplan and his Nonette off of their album, How's That? This is In Reality.
Thank you. Pacific. Everything about it is terrific. I've got the sun to tan me, palms to fan me, and an occasional man. My little island is very lazy. If I should ever leave it, I'd be crazy. I've got papayas, peaches, sandy beaches, and an occasional man. Now, when I go swimming, I'm always dressed in style. 'Cause I go swimming wearing just a great big smile. My little island is made for pleasure, and in the cool of evening it's a treasure. As the hour grows later, what is greater than an occasional man? Thank you.
are going out this week with some music off ECM Records from drummer Manu Cachet. From his self-titled album, we heard his composition, Bliss, with trumpet player Niles Peter Molvar, saxophonist Tor Brunberg, and B3 player Jim Watson. Music from Chicago singer Libby York before that, from her 2023 album, Dreamland. We heard An Occasional Man. And working on that track with her, guitarist Randy Napoleon, bassist Rodney Whitaker, and drummer Keith Hall. And the set started with music from tenor saxophonist and arranger Mike Kaplan and his No Net from their album How's That? We heard his composition, In Reality. If you want to get in touch, check out the contact page on the show's website for email and social media links. That's going to be a wrap for this week. Look for a link to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca. You've been listening to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. This is Moz Taylor, signing off now and inviting you to join me next week for our next program. Hope you enjoyed the music on this week's show. Thanks for tuning in.
Tim from Stereolab, and you're listening to Noise of Carpet on CJSF 90.1 and CJSF.ca.
Awesome. Thanks, Tim.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Coral reefs are extraordinarily diverse ecosystems, home to fish, sea turtles, and countless other marine species. But reefs are in trouble. Climate change is causing more heat waves in the oceans, and when corals get hot, they bleach, expelling the algae that give them vibrant colors and food. With time, bleached corals can recover, but they often die if heat waves last too long or occur repeatedly.
When you see one of these beautiful ecosystems with so much diversity and so much going on, and you see it die before your very eyes, it's just heartbreaking.
C. Mark Aiken is the former head of Coral Reef Watch at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. In a new study, he and his colleagues found that a 2014 to 2017 heat wave caused moderate or more severe bleaching in more than half of the world's reefs, and it caused moderate or greater mortality in 15% of reefs. Some groups are working to restore reefs, but as the climate warms, intense heat waves continue to put coral reefs in peril.
So the most important thing we can do right now is to address climate change. If we don't do that, the rest of it is going to be futile.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
This is Mac DeMarco, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1. Burnaby, the Chablis.
Presenting to you some classical muse.